Dinky understood the problem right away, and solved it by telling Shimi stories. The first ones were fairy tales, and one of them was Hansel and Gretel. Shimi was fascinated by the idea of a candy house, and kept asking Dinky for more details. So you see, it was Dinky who actually thought of the chocolate chairs with the marshmallow seats, the gumdrop arch, and the candy cane banister. For a little while there was a second floor. It had the beds of the three bears in it. But Shimi never cared much for that story. And when it slipped his mind, the upstairs of Casa Gingerbread. Ted Brodigan chuckled. Well, I suppose you could say it biodegraded. In any case, I believe that this place I'm in is actually a fistula in time, or... Another pause, a sigh, then... Look, there are a billion universes comprising a billion realities. That's something I've come to realize since being hauled back from what the Kai Dam insists on calling my little vacation in Connecticut, smarmy son of a bitch. Real hate in Brodigan's voice, Roland thought, and that was good. Hate was good. It was useful. Those realities are like a hall of mirrors, only no two reflections are exactly the same. I may come back to that image eventually, but not yet. What I want you to understand for now, or simply accept, is that reality is organic. Reality is alive. It's something like a muscle. What Shimi does is poke a hole in that muscle with a mental hypo. He only has a needle like this because he's special. Because he's a mark. Eddie murmured. Hush, Susanna said. Using it, Brodigan went on.